Politico Brussels Playbook, presented by Qualcomm. Hot in Genville, harmonicas for Oettinger, Austria gives a cap. By Florian Etter. With Zoyashev Talovich. Presented by Qualcomm. Send tips here, tweet at Floriander, listen to today's playbook and view in your browser. First, for some good news, coffee doesn't cause cancer. High fives all around. State of the Union, what a crazy, crazy job I have. Texting people in a room where European commissioners are meeting in the middle of the night in Genville. Here's a tour to table of what the commissioners, who spent time in their home countries over the summer, reckon are the most pressing issues for President Jean-Claude Juncker to address in his next State of the Union speech. What they brought up: populism, the EU's economic and political situation, global trade in general and Donald Trump in particular. More on him below: subsidiarity, migration, values, and the rule of law. Some commissioners also complained that only 3 out of the 13 proposals for the Capital Markets Union have been adopted, and brought up the international role of the euro. That's a plea for an EU finance minister, and perhaps a job application. Summertime update: there was also a passionate debate about summertime. A participant told Playbook, with Valdi Stombrovskis and Violeta Bulc the most outspoken proponents for making the summer hours permanent. Yay! Imagine an extra hour of daylight in the Brussels greyness. And excuse the personal bias, the results of the public consultation on the matter will be published today, but you, dear readers, already knew that. Good morning. I am already writing a letter to Mr. Oettinger, said Johann Osman, president of the German Harmonic Haverband. I'd like to ask him if he would like to participate in getting young people interested in music. The doors are open for him. That's perhaps not quite the job offer Oettinger wanted when he told Playbook he'd like to start over in the private sector after his current term ends. If he waited any longer, he said, there might be nothing left for him to do but to become president of the Accordion Association of North Württemberg. But don't worry, said Osman, why not both? As far as Mr. Oettinger is concerned, a function in the Harmonic Association can be a wonderful balance alongside a position in the private sector. In Brussels today, is UK Brexit Secretary Dominic Raab, for talks with the EU's negotiator Michel Barnier. The BBC's Adam Fleming reports the two are scheduled to meet for 6 hours. Oh, the humanity! Viennese waltz. From the jokes that write themselves file, I would like to thank our Austrian hosts for their outstanding hospitality. I take the liberty to joke that the only thing we are missing today is Mr. Putin's dance, said Lithuania's Raimondas Karoblis at a meeting of defense ministers in Vienna. A source in the room told our own Jacopo Baragazzi. Buying time. Diplomats tell us that defense and foreign ministers at their Thursday meeting tried to keep Italy on board with the Sofia naval mission in the Mediterranean, at least until an informal summit of their bosses in Salzburg later this month. That would give those who actually have the power to reform the EU's asylum system the opportunity to attempt to reach a compromise with Rome. The Austrian presidency, a Bridgebuilder, as the government likes to refer to itself, wasn't in a position to bridge any gaps. Balkan dilemma: faced with the desire of the presidents of both Serbia and Kosovo to break the taboo and agree on border changes, and with the Trump administration's willingness to back such a move, EU officials and diplomats have decided they cannot dismiss the plan out of hand, at least not right now. No one much likes it, but no one seems willing to torpedo it either, write Jacopo Baragazzi and Andrew Gray, reporting on the Vienna meeting of foreign ministers. Playbook interview. Busy minister, Elisabeth Kostinger, a 39-year-old from the Austrian People's Party, O.V.P, will have a busy fall. The Austrian Minister for Sustainability and Tourism, as the current government renamed the Agriculture Ministry, will preside over no less than 4 council formations, from farming and fisheries to energy and environmental affairs. I sat down with the minister and former MEP this week for an interview that marks her entry to politics after she took the summer off for the best of reasons. She gave birth to baby Johannes in July. Clash of the ministries, agriculture and environment ministers often have conflicts. Think of the German glyphosate drama slash stalemate, or France's Nicolas Hulot's recent resignation. How does Kostinger deal with the diverging interests of farmers and environmentalists? "I have to resolve those conflicts with myself," she told me. "This combination doesn't make it easier, but sometimes it opens new paths. The conflicts of interest are all concentrated here in one ministry. But of course, that way, I can also exert more pressure to get things done. Actually, the concentration of power and the chance to pursue a single policy line horizontally was what sparked her interest in the job," she said. "Climate protection is her top issue," said Kostinger, who is a close ally of Chancellor Sebastian Kurz. "The general theme of the Austrian presidency is a Europe that protects. For me, climate protection is at the top of the agenda. My political goal is that climate protection becomes a concern of citizens, not only in Austria, but throughout Europe. As a result, Austria wants to finalize the clean energy package by the end of the year. That's the big one," Kostinger said, "which will require artful compromise building. A heavy lift, but Kostinger also wants to leave a mark on the EU's agriculture policy, politically, a much heavier lift. Since agriculture is one of the major industries affected by climate change, it is high time that we also discuss climate protection in the course of the reform of the Common Agriculture Policy, CAP," she said. "It's very important for me to discuss which agricultural model of the future we want. Is everything to be produced at the cheapest price? Or does agriculture also perform better in terms of environmental protection, climate protection and soil protection? Shouldn't politics focus on that?" Kostinger wants farmers to be environmentalists. "I consider soil protection to be something very central. Fertile soils are the basis for farming. And the EU will have to address the issue of food security and food sovereignty. Climate change has an enormous impact on food security through drought, heat and erosion. This summer should have taught everyone that lesson," Kostinger said. "The challenge is the same everywhere. See the wildfires in the north and in the south. We have the chance to reform the CAP. We should discuss this ruthlessly and make decisions. Imperial surroundings. The informal meeting of agriculture ministers at Schlosshof, a castle built for Prince Eugene of Savoy in Lower Austria, will later this month be the venue where Kostinger gets the discussion going. She has invited German celebrity chef Sarah Wiener to speak to ministers about the two women's mutual belief that the quality and diversity of European food, as well as its uniqueness, are indispensable, and that political decisions have massive influence on it. Does that mean we should pay more for food? Every consumer makes a decision as to which agricultural model they want," Kostinger said. "And if we don't want it to be at the expense of climate and environment, then food will have a price in the future. There's no such thing as cheap. Somebody always pays. No, I don't want no cuts. It might be the Austrian government's position that the next EU budgetary framework has to shrink. But not at the expense of the agri-budget," Kostinger insists. "It's the wrong approach to cut across the board," she said. "Calling for farmers to create added value in terms of environmental and climate protection. That requires money. The question of whether we can fulfill this task with a reduced budget is actually a very easy one to answer," Kostinger said. "Agriculture ministers will make very good points as to why we need a good agricultural budget. Join the Global Public Affairs Forum, an international event dedicated to C-level public affairs professionals on September 28 in Paris. Featuring inspirational keynote speeches, thought-provoking debates and exceptional networking opportunities, the forum will provide a unique opportunity to meet the brightest minds in public affairs from the wide range of sectors and countries. Don't miss your chance to listen to one of our expert speakers, Dr. Petra Lox, head of Global Public Affairs Policy at Novartis Pharma AG. Trolling Trump. Exhibit A, three former NATO chiefs have called for the alliance's new Brussels headquarters to be named after the late John McCain, writing in a letter that despite his being a U.S. senator, Across Europe, we all felt that John McCain III was one of our own. Whether advancing the cause of freedom across the former Soviet states of Eastern Europe or defending the multilateral international order at a time of skepticism, his work was a beacon for all of us who believe that transatlantic unity is the only means of ensuring peace. Meanwhile, as Washington mourns McCain, Trump leaves town. Exhibit B. Former U.S. President George W. Bush was named an honorary citizen of Vilnius, Lithuania, in recognition of his support for the Baltic state. If we look at Lithuania's achievements over more than 10 years, it is obvious that changes that took place after we joined the EU and NATO were essential, Vilnius Mayor Remigijus Simasius said. And looking back at whose steps, whose position was decisive at that stage, then we see that George W. Bush was the person, the U.S. president, whose position was key. THY will be done. It's a big day today for U.S. President Donald Trump. After Mexico agreed to his new terms and conditions for trade between North American countries earlier this week, the deadline for an agreement with Canada ends today. Though the Washington Post argues Trump's push to get a deal with Ottawa by today is a negotiating tactic and attempt to move something before the new Mexican president takes office. Meanwhile in Europe, the Commission is seeking to reinvigorate its discussions. Brussels insists the appropriate term isn't quite trade talks, with the states extending an olive branch. Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström offered to scrap tariffs on all industrial products, including cars, on Thursday. We said that we are ready from the EU side to go to zero tariffs on all industrial goods. Of course, if the US does the same, so it would be on a reciprocal basis, she told the European Parliament's Trade Committee. We are willing to bring down even our car tariffs down to zero, if the US does the same. She added that it would be good for us economically, and for them. That goes beyond what was agreed in July by Trump and Jean-Claude Juncker. Their joint statement only mentioned eliminating tariffs, non-tariff barriers and subsidies for non-auto industrial goods. Hans von der Burchard has more. Side note, U.S. trade official appear to have done the math on who would win and who would lose if tariffs on cars were brought to zero, and declined the gracious offer at a meeting just last week. Speaking of which, Trump drolls back. In his latest big interview, Trump told Bloomberg the EU's offer to scrap tariffs on cars was not good enough. He added, "Their consumer habits are to buy their cars, not to buy our cars." He also took aim at the World Trade Organization. "If they don't shape up, I would withdraw from the WTO," he said, adding that the agreement establishing the body was the single worst trade deal ever made. Britain's in the headlines. Nigel what? Nigel Farage is mulling a run for mayor of London, one of the most open cities in the world, with one of the coolest and hippest metropolises. Maxime Schley has more. Boris WHO? The president of Kenya appeared to forget Boris Johnson's name during a press conference with Prime Minister Theresa May. Uhuru Kenyatta said, "Last year, if you recall the foreign secretary, then Boris, Boris, Boris Johnson, the bicycle guy, Boris Johnson was here with ambulances." Brits cutting Europe's cheese. The EU's legal protections for gourmet foods are holding up Brexit talks. Hans von der Burchard and Jacopo Barigazzi report. Brussels insists iconic food names such as Coppetti Parma and Roquefort be protected as geographical indications. Now the Brits have cottoned on and are using GIs as a bargaining chip. Denmark sets up a bad Brexit trainee day fund. Alex Salmond splits Scottish separatists, accusations that the former First Minister and Scottish National Party SNP leader sexually harassed two women during his time in office have highlighted a potential split in the party that could change the course of the Scottish independence movement, writes Andrew Collier. Vehicle emissions and aviation competition are on the fall agenda for Brussels. The EU is in deadlock over green ambitions for the automobile industry and is also set to start trilogues for Regulation 868/2004. Which empowers the EU against non-EU airlines, this September. Follow these issues and more with our pro-transport coverage. for a complimentary trial, email pro@politico.eu and mention transport. Over and out. Podcast du jour, Politico's Ryan Heath interviews author Julia Ebner about far-right parties and networks and how they organize for this week's EU Confidential podcast. Congratulations, longtime Playbook readers Maureen Speth from the Dutch Permanent Representation, and the Oxford Internet Institute's Corinne Keth will wed next Wednesday at an intimate beach wedding in Noordwijk at sea in the Netherlands. H.D. Same Said. New start, Jonathan Nadashik has started in Paris as Alliance Global VP for Communications at Renault-Nissan-Mitsubishi Alliance. Birthdays, MEPs Janice Atkinson and leftist Christophe Roux. Former MEP Herbert Rell, Laurent Donceil. Politico's Mathilde Siaksi, European Commission's Richard Coxon. Christopher Dickey, Paris-based foreign editor for the Daily Beast, Ryan Stanton of Rio Tinto. Subscribe to the Politico newsletter family. Brussels Playbook, London Playbook, EU Confidential. Sunday Crunch, Brussels Influence, DC Playbook. All our Politico Pro Policy Morning Newsletters.